very happy to welcome these two folks into the studio this morning. Ron Scholl is here and Sue Farron. They are a big part of driving forces with regard to the first responders' resilience. And welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Pat. Thank
Good you. To have you. Sue, you're the founder. Listen, I was saying off air that we as a community have a little bit better idea of what first responders go through in an emergency with the October fires. We're still not them. You, though. And so our information and education on it is limited. And first of all, Sue, tell us about this organization and why it now exists.
Thanks, Pat. Well, I think probably the primary reason was because I'd spent my entire career as a paramedic in pre-hospital care and recognized even 25 years ago that we had very little to help the first responders with the repeated exposures to stress and trauma. We were seeing things maybe three or four times in a shift that most people wouldn't see in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, someone's going to do something. Someone's going to do something. There has to be more than talk therapy, because we talk to each other, we talk to therapists, but that never really seemed to get to the soul of the problem that we were all struggling with. And then 2 years ago, unexpectedly, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer.
Another trauma.
Yeah. And one of the surgeons made a kind of an offhanded comment when I came out of surgery that they see a lot of this in first responders. I said, a lot of what? Organ cancer, heart attacks, strokes. And that led me on a 2-year journey of researching what was happening to us physically, neurologically, psychologically, and discovered there was so much more to the story than any of us really knew. And I decided that, you know, it was time to do something, even before the fires, which was very ironic. And sold my home.
Well, you were in place in good stead, that your timing was impeccable, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems like it was almost meant to be. So.
And Ron, you have a lot of experience being a first responder.
Yes. I was a firefighter here in Santa Rosa for 31 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. I retired in 2014. And when I crossed paths with Sue again. We've known each other since we were 18. We started in the emergency services about the same time. And I ran into her in a coffee shop a couple months ago. And she told me what she was doing. And it made me kind of reflect back on my career a little bit. And I remember that in my career, I had witnessed a couple people have to retire out because of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
And then recently, in the last few years, I've come across some staggering statistics that just last year alone in 2017, there were 93 line of duty firefighter deaths, but 103 suicides. And there were 129 line of duty police officer deaths, but 140 deaths by suicide.
Wow.
So
that's a striking number.
It is a striking number. And it's really been raising the suicide rate and mental health issues in first responders has really been on the increase since about 2015. Before I retired, I was part of bringing what's called our wellness fitness initiative into our fire department, which was, when I first got hired, we were allowed to bring weights to the fire department so we could work out and keep our bodies in shape.
Makes sense,
right?
Yeah.
And when I retired, every station has a gym. We have an hour mandatory physical fitness program. So the culture had learned that we need to take care of our bodies as first responders for what we do.
Right.
But clearly there's been a lack of taking care of our mental health aspect of
our
being. So.
Now, as I understand it, and again, you're helping me get educated about this whole thing. As I understand it, there are protocols in place.
There's outstanding protocols
in place. When it comes to fire and law enforcement in terms of watching out for the mental health.
Wonderful programs in place. And most of them are very, very reactive to what we see and what we're exposed to. There's critical incident stress debriefing that came about in the 90s where we get together with groups, peers. There's peer counseling programs that have been initiated just since 2015. The International Association of Firefighters, which is the umbrella group of all firefighters, professional firefighters in America and Canada, has just in 2015, they added a behavioral health component to their wellness fitness initiative. So it's being recognized. What Sue and I are bringing, what we're creating, is something to give first responders tools to prevent to walk into a situation
with.
Our plan is to create a preventative and proactive approach instead of a reactive approach.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Ron put on addressed really correctly was the fact that these are all peer-driven conversation therapies. And what we look at is not just the psychological, but we address the neurological, the physical, the emotional, and the relational. And just as a quick comment in connection to what Ron said, which is first responders have a life expectancy of 15 years less than civilians. They have an 80% divorce rate.
80%.
Alcohol and addiction rates are off the charts. And they're more likely, as he said, to die by suicide than by line of duty death. And so we're seeing now that actually first responders are dying by suicide and leaving notes saying, please do something about this.
Wow.
So we have a very different approach than what's ever been done before.
Yeah, it sounds very holistic.
It is
what it sounds like.
It's very holistic. It's some of the techniques we're discovering that have been very beneficial are what the military is using to treat their veterans, like yoga and meditation and things that have been around for hundreds and thousands even years.
And there's a reason they've been around that long.
Because they work.
Yeah.
We're really finding that they work. So
we're trying to change the culture. We're not just trying to change a protocol.
Oh,
we're trying to change.
That's it?
Yeah. Our short goal is to save lives, save careers, save families. So,
yeah.
And
small.
How are you going about this? Tell me about the organization and where it stands today.
Well, we launched our first conference June 29th. We had it at Westerbeck Ranch. We were filled with fire police, EMS dispatchers, doctors, nurses, and actually some military folks came as well. And that was a huge success, completely
Extremely
sold
successful.
Out. Had 3 days of training and education, information, neuroscience, data for these folks. And the responses we've gotten, including an email this morning from a Novato firefighter, were just amazing. Just they said it was life-altering for them. So our goal today is we have some fundraisers coming up. Our long-term vision, Pat, is to build a resiliency center in Sonoma County. We want to have the first of its kind.
As a template for the rest of the nation, I would assume. Yeah.
And
an actual building that we can go to that first responders can check in when they get off duty.
Wow.
It's a wellness center with trauma therapists available immediately. There's physical fitness, there's meditation, there's nutrition. It's a holistic approach for first responders.
So this isn't over a coffee table, clearly. You know, let's get together and form a 501c3 and hold a fundraiser.
No.
Obviously, your goals are far bigger, and you've already reached some of them with the gathering in June.
Yeah, yeah. Whetstone Winery, the folks at Whetstone held it. The founders of Bottle Rock held a fundraiser for us, and now we've got three more events coming up. So we're really excited to tell people about that and see if we can get folks involved.
I think it's fantastic. And clearly, speaking of educational opportunities, October gave all of us a chance to appreciate on a much deeper level what first responders of all kinds go through, including some of our neighbors who stepped into that role
Absolutely.
In those that first night or two. So we were better informed, and we get this idea, you know, on a more thorough level. So I'm absolutely thrilled to hear about this, and I think
Thank
it's
you.
Fantastic. Tell me about the upcoming fundraisers, because we want to get the community
yeah.
all way up in your
well,
face behind
we
this.
We really want folks to help help us to raise the funds to build the center primarily.
That's the flyer for...
And we've got an event coming up August 9th, which is a Thursday at the Masonic Lodge. They're donating their building to us on 7th Street, 855 7th Street. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. It's a wine cheese evening with an auction. August 12th, Soul Yoga at 2700 Yalupa is having us a Sunday, a 3 to 5 event for us. Well, they'll teach a class and allow us to give a presentation introducing our plan. And then a big event is the Sonoma County Yoga Festival that's coming October 19th, 20th, and 21st. And they're going to have us doing presentations. They're going to have a first responder resiliency tent. And they're giving away 500 free tickets to active, retired duty first responders
great.
And their families
that's
if they
great.
Go to their site at Sonoma County Yoga Festival and enter First Responder Center, and they're going to create donations for us through ticket sales as well.
Yeah, you know, Pat, we have you mentioned that about us being a nonprofit, and we do have a 1 year, a 3 year, and a 5 year plan in place. We have a board of directors. We're, like I said, we're just getting off the ground, but we do have big plans, and we're gonna fulfill them.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's so necessary, and the notion of not just treating the after effects, but actually being better prepared for the things that all of you walk into, and having that you know, that tool chest worth of stuff that you can rely on, you know, because as you, as first responders, you know that when you walk into a situation that is chaos, you have to rely on that training, right? To know what steps to take and which one's first and all that stuff.
Right.
Because our minds and our bodies respond to habit and training, right?
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah. So if you can somehow, you know, sort of integrate with first responders some of these tools that would be as readily accessible to them as every other kind of training. Wow, what a difference that would make.
Our doctor, we have a doctor on our team that, you know, we're bringing this program to other departments, other first responder departments. We're in communication now with several departments locally, regionally, and nationally to bring our program to them and let them know what we're talking about. I just wanted to say that our doctor, part of his component that he teaches is that there's actual changes in the neuroplasticity and the structure, the neuro structure of your brain when you do some of the techniques that we're using to actually help you prevent and heal from the traumas that we
see. I'm a believer. I'm a big meditation fan.
You probably understand then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my small part, I think that had a lot to do with me staying pretty steady during our entire broadcast in October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it had a lot to do with it. So I'm a believer there.
And I think one thing that I want to offer up that with Ron as comment as well is that the key that makes this different for us is that we're for first responders by first responders.
Yeah.
We're not a bunch of non-relatable therapists. We do have experts in the military and fire, police, EMS, and trauma therapists, but we're all connected to the first responder world so that we know and they know they can relate to us.
That's a really important part of what we're doing too, is our core group is all first responders.
Oh, you have automatic credibility, don't you?
Yeah, retired first responders, yes.
And let me just say too that as we all know, until the first responders are able to take care of themselves very well, they won't be able to take care
of us.
That's right.
That's the way it goes in any relationship, really. So I think it's fantastic. Anything I can do to support this effort moving forward, just keep us posted, will
you? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And people can go onto our site. It's Resiliency First, and it's actually a 1ST. So it's Resiliency 1ST, resiliencyfirst.com, and they can learn more about us and donate if they want to.
And donate, because this affects all of us, and we need to watch out for our first responders so they can watch out for us. Really, it's a selfish, you know, motivation for some of us, but it all makes perfect sense. It's a symbiotic relationship anyway.
Yep.
And so First Responders Resiliency Incorporated, Sue Farron is the founder of it. Congratulations. And Ron Scholl, much a big part of this equation too, from the ground floor. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.